Alberta's Minister of Municipal Affairs is ready to move forward with the amalgamation of Black Diamond and Turner Valley, but not before another vote is cast by the newly elected councils. Minister Rick McIver recognized the work and dedication from both councils and administration in a letter dated January 10, and said he was prepared to recommend it to cabinet once formal resolutions expressing support are submitted from both councils. "I recognize that such resolutions were provided prior to the recent municipal election," he wrote. "However, I am seeking confirmation of the position of the newly elected councils before I make my final decision. If one council votes it down, however, the amalgamation process would have to start anew." Turner Valley Mayor Barry Crane said he was excited to receive such a supportive letter from the minister. "It's important we acknowledge the minister and the entire department agrees 100% with the direction of moving forward with amalgamation," he said, noting if that weren't the case, recommendations would have been included in the letter. "They fully support this application presented by previous council." Crane worries, however, that Black Diamond councillors are split on the decision. "A failed vote would be devastating," he said, pointing to the years of wasted staff time and funds spent on consultation and reports. "Hopefully, they will see the light and not kill it," Crane said. Newly elected Black Diamond Mayor Brendan Kelly said he feels pretty good about amalgamation overall but has some mixed emotions about how the minister passed the decision back to council. "I feel like previous councils did a lot of a work and they did a great job with the application," he said. By returning the application back to council for another vote, Kelly said it sort of, and without intention, undermined the efforts of previous councils. "I am still in favor of amalgamation," Kelly said, noting his platform was based on it. "I wish there had been a more firm answer from the minister instead of putting it back to council. Only thing we were really looking for was a yes or no. We wanted direction of where to go next and he hasn't given that to us yet," he said. "Now, the council has some new faces, including his own, that have only been into this material for 3 months. Kelly said he's looking forward to discussing the minister's letter at the regular meeting this Wednesday, February 2. "We do have a bit of a divided council when it comes to amalgamation. All of those who have been opposed have been very vocal about that," he said. "The vote is going to be close. Many councillors in Black Diamond are in favor of plebiscite," Kelly said, noting it's something he and Crane have discussed. "It would be great," he said. "It takes the onus off council. It'd be up to the towns again." In a 2007 plebiscite, Black Diamond residents nixed the idea with a 557-228 vote. Turner Valley voted in favor of amalgamating. Kelly said once he gauges council's temperature in the February 2 meeting, he wants to start more public awareness with Facebook Live video updates. While significant cost savings are expected with the merger of the two towns and formation of one 7-person council, Kelly said the upfront costs may dissuade some. His videos would help highlight some of those expected costs and savings. "I want to be transparent with the public," he said. "I want to make sure we do this properly and the residents know it won't be Black Diamond and Turner Valley anymore, it will be Diamond Valley. Trying to move these things in normal times is difficult, but trying to do this in COVID times is even more challenging," he said. "Black Diamond is in a great position right now, but we don't want this to be rushed ahead without due care and due process." Turner Valley and Black Diamond councils will talk about the letter in their own regular meetings Wednesday before bringing it before the Joint Friendship Agreement Committee meeting February 9. Both mayors say they hope to vote on it at the February 16 regular council meeting.